Electrocuted, Ford reports 40% drop in EV sales for the second quarter. By Lucas Nolan on July 3, 2026. Ford announced a 10% decrease in U.S. vehicle sales for the second quarter, with the automaker citing ongoing supplier issues affecting its F-Series trucks as a major cause of the shortfall. However, Ford's EV sales dropped an astonishing 40% during the same time period. CNBC reports that Ford suffered a 10.3% decline in its second quarter U.S. new vehicle sales, the automaker reported Thursday. The decline was attributed to two primary factors: persistent supplier problems affecting the company's crucial F-Series pickup truck line and a substantial drop in all-electric vehicle sales. The Detroit-based automaker sold 549,200 vehicles during the second quarter, down from 612,095 units in the same period last year. Ford's EV segment suffered particularly steep losses, with pure EV sales plummeting 40.7% compared to the second quarter of the previous year. This sharp decline reflects broader challenges in the electric vehicle market as consumer demand has cooled from previous years. The company's flagship F-Series trucks, including the popular F-150 model, experienced an 11% sales decrease during the quarter. These losses were directly linked to production constraints stemming from aluminum supply shortages. Ford's top aluminum supplier had been forced to restart production following two separate fires that occurred late last year, creating a ripple effect through Ford's manufacturing operations. Although customer demand remains high, first-half F-Series sales reflect a retiming of commercial production following last year's aluminum supply shortages. Ford expects supply to recover more fully in the second half of the year, the car company stated in its release. For the first half of 2026, Ford has sold 1 million vehicles through June, representing a 9.6% decrease from the 1.1 million vehicles sold during the same period in 2025. The company's year-to-date performance reflects the ongoing challenges that have persisted since the supplier disruptions began. Despite the sales declines, Ford emphasized several positive aspects of its market position. The F-Series maintained its status as America's top-selling truck, preserving a title the brand has held for decades. Additionally, Ford estimates its U.S. retail market share increased by 0.2 percentage points year-over-year, reaching 12.3% at the end of the quarter. Breitbart News previously reported that Ford took a historically massive write-down at the end of 2025, admitting that American consumers were not interested in its electric vehicles. In a stunning blow to the U.S. auto industry's ambitious EV plans, Ford Motor announced on Monday that it expects to incur approximately $19.5 billion in charges, primarily due to its struggling electric vehicle business. The staggering write-down marks the largest impairment taken by a company in Detroit's history and underscores the challenges faced by automakers as they grapple with lackluster demand for EVs. Faced with mounting losses totaling $13 billion in its EV division since 2023, Ford has decided to shift its strategy, focusing on bolstering its lineup of gas-powered vehicles while transitioning to hybrid and extended-range electric models that incorporate onboard gasoline engines. The move aims to pull back from loss-making assets and redirect capital to more profitable models. Ford CEO Jim Farley acknowledged the necessity of the pivot, stating, "Instead of plowing billions into the future knowing these large EVs will never make money, we are pivoting. We now know enough about the U.S. market where we have a lot more certainty in this second inning of reduced emissions powertrains." Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.